This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The art that I present is best, I think, when it's unexpected. That is, you don't know exactly what's going to happen as it turns the corner and presents something else. And I found this years ago, 10-inch fantasy LP of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond at George Ween's Storyville Club in Boston in 1952. And the first is Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow, and the second is Jafet Coote's You Go to My Head. And unlike almost all the records that I heard at that time, the performance by Brubeck starting on the piano is just pure improvisation on Over the Rainbow. It's in there. It's implied. And then he brings it out slowly, and it's beautiful in that way. Dave Brubeck, Paul Desmond, George Ween, Storyville Club, Boston, 1952.
Thank you.
Desmond, George Wein's Storyville Club in Boston, 1952, and issued on a Fantasy LP. Over the Rainbow, Harold Arlen and J. Fred Couch, You Go to My Head. I'm going to get to Stan Kenton and Most Sold Records in a moment, but first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Stan Kenton's sales of some books out, and I'm sure computers get to that too, of the charts of popular music. That is, how many times is it the sheet music sold and records sold and so on and so forth. And two big ones about the same time for Stan Kenton were The Peanut Vendor and How High the Moon, both Capitol Records, both October 1947. The Peanut Vendor goes back to, I believe, the early 30s. Moises Simon, a Cuban composer, wrote it, with Kenton at the piano and the head arrangement by the orchestra, which means there's nothing really written down. They just know the tune and they go through it. And Milt Bernhardt plays the trombone solo. And How High the Moon, written by Morgan Lewis and Nancy Hamilton. Pete Rugolo arranges it for June Christie to sing it, and Eddie Burt to play his trombone, and the trumpet work of Chico Alvarez and the alto saxophone of Art Pepper. Two big sellers for Kenton, The Peanut Vendor, How High the Moon, 1947.
Where there's music, I'm near high five. if you would come to me soon.
Stan Kenton, two big sellers for him. The Peanut Vendor and How High the Moon, Capitol Records, 1947. The vocal you heard was June Christie, trombone Eddie Burt, Milt Bernhardt before that, trumpet of Chico Alvarez and Art Pepper playing his alto saxophone. And I always get calls from people when I'm playing Kenton, and people said, you know, that was a band. And I was in high school, and that's wonderful. Memories of that. Going to get to Ella Fitzgerald, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Broadway Center, presenting jazz vocalist Jane Monheit, singing jazz and cabaret standards on Saturday, April 23rd, at the Rialto Theater in downtown Tacoma. Tickets on sale at BroadwayCenter.org.
One of my interests in this music, kind of a branch of it, I suppose, is film score. That is the music for movies. And Born to Dance, a film from 1936, is filled with some wonderful things. And Jimmy Stewart doing some singing, which is interesting. I'm sure if I had a chance to talk to him, he would say, forget that. And it's the Cole Porter score. And important in that way. Easy to Love. And Jimmy Stewart introduced that. And then I've Got You Under My Skin. Virginia Bruce in the film introduced that while singing to Jimmy Stewart. We will hear that. Ella Fitzgerald doing it with Buddy Bregman. Doing the arrangement in Los Angeles, 1956.
I know too well that I'm just wasting precious time and thinking such a thing could be that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same, I'm not entirely to blame for you. Carefree together
Fitzgerald and arrangements by Buddy Bregman, 1956 in Los Angeles, Verve Records. Two from the film Born to Dance from 1936, Easy to Love and I've Got You Under My Skin. And it's interesting to me, the purity of Ella's voice, and I've listened to it hundreds of times, it never ceases to amaze me. Ella, 1956, Easy to Love, I've Got You Under My Skin. Jimmy Rolls always picked out rarities, forgotten. He talks about it here. It's 1974. This comes from the pen also of Cole Porter from Wake Up and Dream. And it was introduced, by the way, in 1928 in Paris with Noble Sissle's orchestra. Clifton Webb, the actor, you might remember him. Here's Jimmy to talk about the composition.
Is it all right if I say something at the beginning of this?
You're on.
I said, well, if I had never heard Ellis Larkins, I would have never learned this tune. I'm sure of it. Because he's the only one I ever hear play it. And it's one of those ignored things by Cole Porter. And it just don't come any better than Ellis Larkin. Larkins. Ellis Larkins.
Thank you.
Looking at You by Cole Porter, performed by Jimmy Rolls, 1974. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Forest Ridge School of the Sacred Heart, a Catholic college preparatory school in Bellevue for girls grades 5 through 12. Beginning this fall, Forest Ridge will offer the International Baccalaureate curriculum. More info at a spring open house Tuesday, April 19th, or at forestridge.org.
I'd like to bring in for you now Roland Kirk, who's going to play his flute and use his voice for Limelight Records. He wrote this. It's called The Business Ain't Nothing But the Blues.
Oh, the blues.
Roland Kirk doesn't get much more emotional than that. He's something. Flute and voice. And his composition, The Business Ain't Nothing But the Blues, Limelight Records. 1964. With him, Horace Parlin on the piano, Mike Fleming, string bass, Walter Perkins playing the drums. Did you ever play marbles? Well, yeah, I bet you did. I did too, and I'm going to do it right now. Here's marbles. Marbles, composition performed by Herman Waldman and his orchestra in Dallas, Texas, October 1929 for Brunswick. Now, that's one of the territory bands in the early days. That's what they were called. They were out there in the sticks. And they were called the territories. Even though it had been made into states, they still called them territory areas. And that hot band from Dallas, and of course, I've been busy and friends have been busy trying to figure out who's in the band. Trumpet players, Rex Price and Ken Switzer. The trombonist is Bill Clemens. The reed players, Bob Harris, Jimmy Sears, and Tink Naraltel. Tom Blake on piano and the Vernon Mills banjo. Barney Dodd on tuba and Reggie Collin on drums. Hot band. Equally hot in Los Angeles was Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. It's hardly the territory, but if you're on the East Coast, you might as well think it's the Renaissance, I suppose. Hal Roach Studio, where we had all those great comedies, also recorded. 1929, this band for Victor. This is called Charlie's Idea. It's based on Tiger Rag, which was a big hit in the early years of this music. And Charlie Lawrence composed and arranged this piece for the band. I'll tell you who soloed after we're finished. Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, Hal Roach Studios, 1929, in Los Angeles for Victor Records, Charlie's Idea. Something, huh? Hot, as we say. That, Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders at the Hal Roach Studio, 1929, in L.A. And for Victor Records, Charlie's Idea. The soloist, Lawrence Brown's trombone. Charlie Lawrence, clarinet and alto. George Orendorf's trumpet. Lionel Hampton's drums. Harvey Brooks' piano. And then they repeat in the solo sequence. And what's wonderful for me, great humor, since it's at Hal Roach Studio, is the name actually is a Paul Howard. He's playing sax in there, but doesn't solo. But Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders don't sound to me like the kind of band that you just heard. Sounds more like four people with guitars serenading under a balcony. Anyway, Paul Howard right there. I recommend you go look for those records. I'm sure they're out there complete. If you look for a collection of Lionel Hampton stuff, you'll probably find them. And they did, I don't know, 10, 12 things, maybe more. Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. Don Ewell, born in Baltimore, 1916, became famous as a great pianist in the early style of piano playing. Good Time Jazz put out a record that he did in his hometown of Baltimore in 1947. and they're both by him, Parlor Social and Rumpus Rag.
Thank you.
Don Yule solo piano in Baltimore, 1947, for Good Time Jazz Records. Two of his compositions, Parlor Social and Rumpus Rag. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Willie Smith, alto saxophonist and clarinetist, put together a band for Sunset Records in Los Angeles, 1945. He and the members of his band called this Experiment Perilous. It's based on Sigmund Romberg's Lover Come Back to Me. And we'll hear both parts. That's two sides of a 10-inch 78 record. Willie chose Howard McGee to play the trumpet, Lucky Thompson tenor, Arnold Ross on piano, Eddie Safransky bass, and Lee Young on the drums. Thank you. That was called Experiment Perilous, and I like the fact that they issued that to show how things go sometimes. Love It, Come Back to Me, written by Sigmund Romberg, was the basis of it. Howard McGee, trumpet, Willie Smith on alto, leading the band for Sunset Records in Los Angeles, 1945. Lucky Thompson, tenor sax, Arnold Ross, piano, Eddie Safransky working himself into a lather, playing the bass there, and Lee Young, Lester's brother, playing the drums. I'm going to chase now from Monday on. It was written by Bing Crosby and his very good friend Harry Barris, who also wrote many more great songs from the late 20s and early 30s. From May 1928, Red McKenzie, who's a fine vocalist and comb player. I explained the comb. He put wax paper around his comb and made it sound like a kazoo. You hum into it that way and get that sound that a kazoo gets. And he called it blue blowing. And he had a band called the Blue Blowers. But he's going to do From Monday On for you. With him, Joe Venuti, violin, Eddie Lang, guitar, and Eddie Condon, banjo.
On Monday, because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Now don't you tell me nothing different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
McKenzie singing for you and playing his comb from Monday On, written by Harry Barris and Bing Crosby, and Joe Venuti's violin, Eddie Lang guitar, excuse me, Eddie Condon on banjo, in May of 1928. Now, they got the idea because Paul Whiteman had recorded it in February of 1928 for Victor Records as a feature for Bix Beiderbecke's Cornet. And Crosby, being in the band, and Barris as well, and their trio of singers. And so I'm going to bring you three takes that I have of that and how they were changing around in Whiteman's band. Whiteman's band, by the way, we just left a four-piece band and we're going to a 24-piece band now. It was a big deal, and he gave, Whiteman did, gave many artists a chance to make a living, and they stayed with him for several years. From Monday on, the first take, the vocal trio led by Crosby will be involved. Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey's brother's in the band. He usually plays the clarinet and the alto, but he also played trumpet as well as his brother did too. And they join in with Bix Beiderbecke and Charlie Margolis to do a trumpet section of this. And as I said, the soloist is Bix on his cornet. First take up from Monday on, 1928, Paul Whiteman.
Every day was blue. On Monday, because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Monday on, the first take that I have for you, done in 1928 and written by Harry Barris and Bing Crosby. And the arrangement, all the arrangements I forgot to mention, were by Matty Malnick, who plays the viola in the orchestra. And you heard him on that beautiful instrument at the end. And they also moved everybody around. I said Jimmy Dorsey came in to play trumpet with the other two in that section of trumpets and cornets. And now they want to do something else. They say, okay, let's let Jimmy Dorsey go back and play his alto and his clarinet. And will bring Min Liebrook in to play bass sax, and we'll have a difference that way. Everything else will be the same. And so here are the last two takes you'll hear today of From Monday On, as I just mentioned.
Every day was blue. Will you love me too? Say all my cares have gone away. My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We picked on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love on earth and obey. I'll be happy from Monday on.
On Monday, because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on. Thank you.
Whiteman and His Orchestra from Monday on, 1928, and Matty Malnick's arrangement for the band and different takes of it, featuring Vic Spiderbeck, cornet soloists, and the Rhythm Boys with vocalist Bing Crosby, who co-wrote From Monday On with Harry Barris. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Overlake Hospital Medical Center in Bellevue. The spring issue of Overlake's Healthy Outlook magazine describes how specially trained intensivist physicians lead patient care teams in Overlake's critical care unit, in print and also online at overlakehospital.org.
I'd like to go to Buddy DeFranco, clarinetist, and take you to 1953 in a MGM record. This arrangement for DeFranco was done by Richard Maltby of a composition called Where Is Your Heart, written by Georges Auric. DeFranco, clarinet soloists, and a wonderful arrangement for him by Richard Maltby, 1953, of Where Is Your Heart, better known as A Song from Moulin Rouge, written by Georges Auric. Buddy DeFranco. I first got in touch with DeFranco on this next composition, Tommy Dorsey, 1944. And of course, it was never on the label of the record who was playing what. It was years later that I found out it was Buddy DeFranco. This is Opus Number 1, written by Cy Oliver, the great arranger and composer. Drumming by Buddy Rich, Milt Golden's piano, and DeFranco's clarinet. For RCA Victor, Tommy Dorsey. Opus 1 by Cy Oliver, excuse me very much, and done 1944 in Hollywood for Victor Records, RCA Victor Records, Tommy Dorsey's band, and giving Buddy DeFranco a chance to shine on his first record. Solo and piano by Milt Golden, Buddy Rich on the drums. Now DeFranco's own sextet, done August 1949 for Capitol Records. He chose Harvey Leonard to play the piano, Teddy Cohen, who changed his name to Teddy Charles, playing vibes, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Bob Carter string bass, Max Roach on drums, the standard When We're Alone, also known as Penthouse Serenade, and Extrovert, written by the piano player Harvey Leonard. Buddy DeFranco, his sextet, 1949 for Capitol Records. He's playing the clarinet, Harpy Leonard piano, Teddy Charles vibes, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Bob Carter on bass, Max Roach on drums, Penthouse Serenade, and Extrovert. Extrovert. Buddy DeFranco here on 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering a blend of liberal arts and professional degree programs with a commitment to global education and study abroad. PLU, challenge, support, success. On the web at plu.edu.
The Fisher family of companies. Fisher has carefully collected a small group of companies, each concentrated in a specialty of plumbing, heating, or router services. Combined today, they offer synergy among all services offered. Info online at fischerplumbing.com.
Man, you know one thing? A hairdressing woman sure will put your business in the natural street.
Hairdressing women, they love to run their mouth all day. Yes, hairdressing women, they love to run their mouth all day. So when you're in the beauty parlor, baby, you better watch the things you say. Yes, wig frying women, they'll listen while they do your hair. Those wig frying women, they'll listen while they do your hair. When you meet your friends the next day, they'll tell you everything you said. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? They could make good politicians, 'cause they sure can chew the fat. I mean those hairdressing women, they'll listen while they do your head. When you meet your friends the next day, they'll tell you everything you said. Did you see Lucy May driving Buster So-and-So's car? Did you see the Reverend's daughter? She was juiced across the bar. I mean those wig frying women, the gabbinest chicks you ever gonna meet. They will listen to your story and put your business in the street.
A brand new craze, that's the latest happenings on the music scene. Rhythm with the blues, got the people jumping like I've never seen. If you think we're wrong, pick the youngster of the age of 17. Playing ping pong, King Kokomo, let me go lover, cause your heart's of stone. And I got no chance when your rock club ain't like mine. Earth Angel, teach me tonight. Sing.
Babs Gonzalez singing for you, 1953. And I love the name of the record company, the Crazy Record Company. Ooh, both of them by Gonzalez, Hairdressing Woman and Rockin' and Rollin' the Blues. On the second one, he's joined by the great Eddie Jefferson to help him sing out that. Bill Shepard, trombone, Pee Wee Moore on baritone saxophone, Ram Ramirez on organ, and John Latham, string bass, Clarence Johnson on the drums. Babs Gonzalez, 1953. I'd like to chase the composition Empty Ballroom Blues. It was written by Duke Ellington and his trumpet star, Cootie Williams. Introduced 1938 by Johnny Hodges and his orchestra. We'll hear that, and then a jump to 1952 in San Francisco. Guitarist Nick Esposito and his orchestra will do another version of Empty Ballroom Blues. Thank you. Empty Ballroom Blues. A couple of places. The original 1938 Johnny Hodges, his alto and soprano saxophone and his band for Vocalion Records. Cootie Williams trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Hodges, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington piano, Billy Taylor on the string bass, Sonny Greer on the drums. Then Nick Esposito and his orchestra, San Francisco 1952 for Mercury Records, and their version of the same composition, and much slower to give you an idea of how things sound in a different tempo. Esposito is there, and Benny Green's trombone, Flip Phillips tenor, Oscar Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums. Under a Blanket of Blue, written by Jerry Livingston, and A.J. Nyberg and Marty Sims did the lyric. We'll hear a vocal by Leslie Scott, 1947, for Victor. And then Art Tatum piano, Benny Carter on alto saxophone, Louis Bolson on drums in Los Angeles, 1954, will give us their version.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, the night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic enthralling me so. A night would be tragic if you weren't there to share it, my dear. Covered with heaven above, let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance under a blanket of blue. Thank you.
Under a Blanket of Blue is a beautiful composition, written by Jerry Livingston and lyric by A.J. Nyberg and Marty Sims. Leslie Scott, 1947, sang it for you. Coleman Hawkins, tenor. Hank Jones, piano. Chuck Wayne on guitar. Jack Lesberg, bass. Max Roach, drums and strings behind Leslie Scott. Then, 1954, in Los Angeles, Art Tatum, piano, Benny Carter, alto saxophone, Louis Belson, drums, and their version of Under a Blanket of Blue. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Many people have asked me about singing in the rain, excuse me, and they want to know more about it. And I tell them that it was written by Nacio Herb Brown and lyric by Arthur Freed, for the Hollywood Review of 1929, a film. You might be able to find that. It's fun. And the first recording of it, and the biggest seller, was Cliff Edwards. He's going to do a little straight singing for you, a little scat singing, making up stuff and playing his ukulele, because he was known as Ukulele Ike. And he was also known as Jiminy Cricket. For all of you old people out there who remember, let your conscience be your guide. Cliff Edwards, Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling? Why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Say I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Isn't that fun? Did you remember Jiminy Cricket when you heard his voice? Yeah, some did. Some young voice called me and said, I remember him. That's great. Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, 1929, for Columbia Records, Singing in the Rain, written by Nacio Herb Brown and lyric by Arthur Freed from the film Hollywood Review of 1929. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Forest Ridge School of the Sacred Heart, a Catholic college preparatory school in Bellevue for girls grades 5 through 12. Beginning this fall, Forest Ridge will offer the International Baccalaureate curriculum. More info at a spring open house Tuesday, April 19th, or at forestridge.org.
I'd like to chase two vibraphonists now. Lionel Hampton, 1940, doing his composition Fiddle Dee Dee. And Terry Gibbs, 1953, doing his swingin', the R-A-G.
Thank you.
vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, starting things out there in 1940 for Victor Records, his composition Fiddle Dee Dee. Marshall Royal played the clarinet, Ray Perry played the fiddle, Sir Charles Thompson on the piano, Irving Ashby, wonderful guitar work in there, Vernon Alley on string bass, and Lee Young on the drums. Then Terry Gibbs for Brunswick, 1953, his composition, Swingin' the R.A.G. Al Persino, Johnny Mandel, trumpets, Don Elliott, mellophone, Al Epstein, tenor and baritone saxophone, Claude Noel on piano, Turk Van Lake, guitar, Kenny O'Brien, string bass, and Sid Vulcan playing the drums. Earl Hines now, his orchestra, 1940 and 39, we'll hear two. Billy Eckstein will sing My Heart Beats for You, and then the instrumental done by Walter Hirsch and Gerald Marx called Gator Swing.
Tells me you're from paradise. You're an angel in disguise. My heart beats for you. Dream beneath the blue. Every dream should dream of you. Darling, come to me, please do. My heart beats for you. Every nightingale seems to sing a lullaby, while a million stars softly twinkle in the sky. I adore you so, and I'll never let you go. You were meant for me, I know. My heart beats for you.
Thank you.
I can only imagine what it was like to be a dancer dancing that band. And, you know, 2,000 people, more than that maybe. and hearing the rhythm going on there. Earl Hines Orchestra, 1940 and 1939. My Heart Beats for You, Billy Eckstein sang that. Gator Swing, we heard Hines' piano, of course, and Edward Burke's trombone, Bud Johnson's tenor, Walter Fuller's trumpet, Omer Simeon's clarinet, and Robert Crowder on the tenor. And by the way, throughout this, the string bass work is with Quinn Wilson, and the great big band drummer, Alvin Burroughs, is here. Then, G.T. Stomp, which goes back to the early 30s, which we'll hear in just a moment, about the Grand Terrace Stomp. The Grand Terrace was where, in Chicago, Earl Hines' big band started on his birthday in December of that year, by the way. And in Chicago. And on this one, 1939, Ed Sims and Walter Fuller do the trumpet work throughout with Hines' piano. Finally, James F. Hanley's Indiana, an arrangement by Horace Henderson of that tune for the band. Omer Simeon's clarinet, Bud Johnson's tenor, and Walter Fuller's trumpet. And I'll be going to earlier Hines in just a moment. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the MBA programs at the University of Washington, Bothell, offering 21-month leadership MBA programs in Bellevue and technology MBA programs at Bothell. Now accepting applications for fall at uwb.edu/MBA.
Now back to the Earl Hines Grand Terrace Orchestra, and we'll start with 33 for a couple of them, and then three from 1934. The rhythm section changes a little bit. Hines, of course, on piano. Lawrence Dixon plays guitar or banjo. Quinn Wilson again, string bass or tuba. And Wallace Bishop is the drummer. We'll start off with Cavernism. This was written and arranged for the band by Jimmy Mundy. The soloists are Walter Fuller on the trumpet, Darnell Howard on the violin.
Thank you.
his piano, his orchestra, 1933, Cavernism by Jimmy Mundy with Walter Fuller on trumpet and Darnell Howard violin. Then Harlem Lament by the bass player Quinn Wilson with solos by Hines throughout and Charlie Allen's trumpet. Now to 1934, Madhouse, another Jimmy Mundy feature for Walter Fuller's trumpet, Drummer Young's trombone, and Omer Simeon on alto.
Thank you.
Isn't that something? That's the Grand Terrace Orchestra of Earl Hines, 1934. For Vocalion, we heard Madhouse, Jimmy Mundy's composition, Walter Fuller's trumpet, Drummer Young's trombone, and Omer Simeon's alto. And Swingin' Down, written by Hines, Cecil Irwin's tenor, Simeon's clarinet, and alto and Walter Fuller again on his trumpet. And that magnificent rhythm section, Hines piano, Lawrence Dixon guitar or banjo, Quinn Wilson string bass or tuba, and Wallace Bishop playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Evergreen State College in Olympia, a four-year public institution that offers interdisciplinary theme-based classes in the arts and sciences, challenging students to custom design their education to support personal and career goals. On the web at evergreen.edu.
Chet Baker in New York, September 1958 for Riverside Records. He's playing his trumpet, and Johnny Griffin is tenor. Al Haig piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, Benny Golson's Fair Weather, and Owen Marshall's Hotel 49. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.